So you've supported the budget bill that would defund Obamacare, and now we obviously have a government shutdown that's affecting nearly 9,000 Right Pat workers. What's your stance on the budget debate?
Well, I have supported fully funding the government. I have opposed the sequester that resulted in 12,000 people being furloughed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and this government shutdown that has resulted in people being furloughed at Wright-Patt. Also, the president has signed a law that would have put everyone back to work at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. It called for all of those individuals who are either uniform or civilian who work for the armed forces to not be furloughed. The president signed that bill, and then the next day sent nearly 9,000 people from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base home. We've been in touch with the Department of Defense demanding that they put the people back to work, and also have written the President of the United States telling him that he needs to put in place the law that he has signed.
But to be clear, Congressman Turner, this bill that makes cuts to Obamacare as sort of a rider on the budget, you have supported that.
Absolutely. I believe that the president needs to negotiate on a number of things, including Obamacare, the budget, sequester. This is a much broader debate. The president is unwilling, both in the debt limit and in the budget, to have any negotiations whatsoever about sequestration, about the budget, about Obamacare, about the future of this country, and he needs to come to the table.
Some congressmen have said that they're going to be donating their pay during this time. Are you planning to do that?
I'm here at work, and I'm here at work to try to make certain that we get people back to work, both at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and for our country. This is a dispute that the president needs to begin to negotiate with Congress on and look at some serious proposals to solve this.
What do you think the best possible outcome is here?
I think the president's going to have to come to the table and say he's going to work with Congress on these issues. You know, we have Social Security and Medicare headed toward insolvency. We have some very troubling provisions of Obamacare that are going to have negative effects on our economy. We have sequestration that is hollowing out our military. We have budgetary deficits, still looking forward without anything to try to address, avoiding trillion-dollar deficits. We cannot continue to just generate this debt. But yet the president has not come to the table in any meaningful way in any of these and continues to say he will not negotiate with Congress. Well, that's what government is. Government is a dialogue. It's a debate. It's a process of determining what's for the best interest of the nation. That has to happen.
Congressman Turner, are you willing to drop Obamacare from this particular debate?
Well, it depends on what the ultimate plan is that comes forward from the president that Congress can rally around.
I mean, but there are scenarios in which you'd be willing to drop Obamacare from this particular debate?
It depends, again, on what the president's willing to come forward with. There currently is a line in the sand that the White House has drawn saying that they'll not negotiate on anything. All of these issues have to be addressed, and they have to be addressed by the House and the Senate and the president having discussions and negotiating. Until then, I think you're going to see the government continue to be shut down and the president continuing to neglect the major issues that are going to affect our economy.